This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's 306 on DGS. Dave out today, and he'll be back on Monday. Monday, of course, a big day here as we will be flipping the switch. 104.1 FM KMOX becomes a reality at 12:01 a.m. Monday morning. So that'll be great, and that'll be permanent moving forward. 11:20 is not going anywhere, so if you live further out, you're always going to have that. Don't have to worry about it. The Odyssey app's not going anywhere, so if you listen that way, well, you're still golden. You're still golden. I don't know. I said you're still good. You're still good.
Still good.
Yeah. I'm just going to say mushed words
for
the next 10 minutes. I don't know why I just went straight to the dude from The Water Boy, the coach that nobody could understand. Go. All right. I don't know why I broke into that. Whatever. That's the way it went. And we have, so that'll be Monday. Obviously, Thursday's opening day, great big opening day that we'll be looking forward to. Sounds like weather's going to be good. We're going to be inside at Ballpark Village, which takes away a lot of the risk if there's rain or whatever. And obviously, the game, looking forward to that. And we'll talk more about the Cardinals. Who had a set of split squad games today. Good Lord, the words do not want to work today.
You sound like me trying to read my headline.
A set of split squad games. It's like she sells seashells down by the seashore. But the split squad games today, Cardinals lost both, but there were some good and bad in both. And we'll go over that with Bernie Miklas coming up at 3:15. Same thing with the Blues, who had a big win last night. Same thing with Mizzou, who did not have a big win last night, and then Illinois plays tonight at 8:45. Why don't we do some fast food news before we get to Bernie and some Cardinals talk?
Sounds good, Wheels, because we have some very relevant insights to offer into fast food.
Andrew is our insider.
He is, because my first story is about KFC. They just launched its first new bucket offering in nearly 10 years with the all-new Dunk It Bucket, featuring new mashed potato poppers. So I saw this last night while I was doing my research for fast food news segment, immediately sent it to my friend Andrew, and he was on the ground today. He got this for lunch. Let's get a
break it down. Let's go.
A little off the cuff review here, if you don't mind.
It was okay. Back to you, Rach.
No. Just fine.
It was okay.
It's all right. No, it was pretty good. You get the original recipe. I was messing with this camera. It looks funny.
Yeah, it was like right at the top of my forehead.
You get original recipe tenders, which I have. I'm a little bearish, I think, on the original recipe tenders. I'm not the biggest fan. I'm not crazy about them. I don't dislike them. I like them more than their old tenders, but I think that they are a little. I think they're not quite as good as people often give them credit for. Personally.
All right.
Okay. Mashed potato poppers.
Then you get the tater poppers, which are sort of like big crispy tots, right? They're sort of a circle. They look like
Are they like potato puffs?
No, they're not puffs. They have a crunchy outside, a light crunchy outside, not real crunchy. And then the inside is like solid mashed potatoes.
And a potato croquette, kind of.
Yeah, but they held together very well.
Did I say that wrong?
No, no, it's a great description.
And they held together pretty well when you bite them in half or whatever to make them last a little longer because you only get five of them. They don't fall apart. So that I was happy about. And then you get the fries, which I'm not the biggest fan of KFC's fries, but they were okay today. They were
so.
And then you get like dipping stuff like gravy and sauce and all that.
So they're like, here's some chicken.
Yes.
And some potatoes, and then some potatoes on top of your potatoes.
Yes. You get essentially two kinds of crunchy outside stuff with tater on inside.
All right.
Yeah, I would like to see maybe some coleslaw mixed in there just for some greenery.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. Mac and cheese would be good.
Maybe throw a biscuit in.
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
Biscuit would always be a huge help. Yeah. Everything at KFC should come with a biscuit.
Listen, KFC. We have ideas.
We do, and we go there a lot, so yeah, you should listen.
We do.
A lot of expertise in this studio.
Even though it is totally crazy down there, we still go down there.
Well, you know, it's close. Because if it was two streets away,
yeah,
we'd probably never go there.
That is correct.
All right,
not to KFC, but to this KFC.
Yes, yes, yes. Pizza Hut is launching a limited time $11.99 large three-topping pizza deal. It's all right there in the headline, what I just said. $11.99 for a large three-topping pizza. That's a pretty darn good deal. You can get it hand-tossed, tavern-style, or thin-crust pizza. You could also do stuffed crust, but you're going to do about a $3 upcharge for that. So something to keep in mind if you're thinking of ordering a pizza this weekend.
When are you not thinking about ordering a pizza on the weekend?
That's a good question.
Doesn't mean you're going to do it, but you're always thinking about it.
You know, I tried the Domino's stuffed crust recently.
Yeah?
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah, they do it in like a garlicky, they brush garlic and Parmesan over the top of the crust.
All right.
It's quite tasty.
Yeah.
Yum.
Since it is Fish Friday, you know, a lot of these fast food restaurants want to offer up fish offerings during Lent season. Shrimp nibblers and fish nibblers have returned to White Castle. These are bite-sized pieces of butterfly shrimp coated with seasoned batter and fried until crispy. That's the shrimp nibblers, obviously. The fish nibblers are bite-sized batter and fried Alaskan pollock pieces.
I don't like that name.
The nibbler. Yeah, I feel weird saying
it's like
nibbler.
You're almost like they're nibbling on you.
Yeah.
Which makes it weird. How about like little chunks?
Get some fish chunks.
Get some shrimp chunks. nuggets. How about that? Shrimp nuggets.
Yeah.
Fish nuggets.
Good.
Yeah, I eat that. I don't know if I want nibblers. It's weird.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Quiznos is introducing a new gluten-free bread option. The extra charge for that varies by location, but I mean, this is great. If you have gluten sensitivities and you like Quiznos, they just did something really awesome for you.
Is that going to fall in line with, are people, and I'm not questioning whether they should or shouldn't be, but do you think people are going to be annoyed that it costs more, or do people just kind of accept it because kind of the way it is sometimes if you're dealing with that?
That's a good question because, you know, people do, like, for example, like Andrew's wife, Megan, is allergic to milk.
Mm-hmm.
If you get almond milk, a lot of times they do upcharge you and it's like, well, it's not my fault that I can't have the typical milk here.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
They're going to use Udi's for their gluten-free bread. Okay. I hope I'm saying that right. So I'm assuming that brand is part of the reason why you're getting an upcharge.
Good point. Yeah, big brand in stores and things, yeah.
This is my final fast food news story, but it is relevant to anyone who goes through a drive-through, particularly KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and Habit Burger and Grill. I don't think we have those
no.
in the area. Mm. But these are all Yum brands, and they are going to introduce AI ordering at certain fast food locations within the next 3 months. So they'll have voice automated order taking AI agents, computer vision enhanced operations, accelerated restaurant intelligence.
Oh,
so
boy.
These are analytics and agents to assess restaurant performance. That sounds awful if you work there. You're being like, your robot overlords are telling you you're doing a bad job.
You're putting too much meat on the taco.
The company didn't specify which locations will implement the new technology, but this is just something to keep an eye out for. Maybe the next time you go through Taco Bell, you're going to have an AI agent taking your order.
How long before nobody ever orders anything at any of the fast food places outside of the app?
Ooh.
Because I say, like, over the weekend when we were coming back, was it going to? Well, I don't know, one way or the other, when we were going either to or from Chicago, we stopped at McDonald's, and I sat in the parking lot and ordered on the app.
Because it's instead just of easier. Going,
well, you get a better deal because you always get some deal, that, you know, whatever. And, yeah, because then you don't have to deal with, going to the kiosk and doing it there, because it's no easier on the kiosk than it is on the phone. It's really the same thing.
Right.
And on the phone, you're going to get some offer of some kind. And I wonder if that's just going to be the way it is. You're just not going to have AI orders. You're not going to have humans taking orders. You're just going to order it on your app and then drive up.
You know, I think most people will shift to that, but I just can't stop thinking about older folks who maybe
like
don't
me.
Even have a... Well, no, people who don't even have a smartphone, you know?
Yeah.
I saw a really interesting article the other day, and it was like, hey, keep in mind that as everything gets easier, aka moves online, just because it's easier for you doesn't mean that it's easier for the older generation. Like, it can be extremely confusing. They didn't grow up with it, and now it's like, oh, yeah, you want to take care of that? You better log into your online account and blah, blah, blah. That's really difficult for some older folks. So I would say within the next 5 years, probably most of the business is going to be done on the apps, like you said, but they'll still have the drive-through.
Yeah, I was thinking more like 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Like when the Gen Xers are in their, you know, mid to late 60s, 70s, because you know, as a Gen Xer, you have the technology and you've had it since you were 25, 30 years old. So there's no reason to be worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, down the road, it may just be as simple as that. Just like how long ago was it we were wondering, when is every TV service going to be streaming instead of through a cable or whatever? Well, we're at that point now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Friday on DGS, Dave out today, back on Monday when we have our big blowout party as we switch over to 104.1 FM. And I shouldn't say switch over, we switch on that, and then the two go together, 104.1 and 1120 on the AM dial. So Dave will be back on Monday. Rachel and Andrew and I are here. Bernie Miklas is here for his regular Friday visit. Good to talk to you again, Bern. It feels like we did this about 2.5 hours ago.
You know, Wheels, I talk to you more than like any living person. That includes my wife. Because I'm always working up here in my office and she's downstairs. And I even joked about it. I said, you know, I think I'm going to just ask Wheeler to move in with us.
Oh, so nice.
I have my buddy here. Somebody, just my talking buddy.
All right. Well, you know,
it's fun. It's fun.
You know, I make a mean crab cake, Bernie.
I'll be the judge.
All right. One of these days, I'll have to put it to the test. Because the truth is, if I can get a Ballmer guy to like it, then it must be good. So I'm going to test it one of these days. When I make them next, I'm going to get one for you.
And I am a snob. I admit it. I'm a insufferable when
it's
comes
to your area
to
of expertise,
things.
Man.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. All right. Cardinals today, split squad, lost both. That doesn't really matter. Some good and some bad, but well, let's start with the good. What we talked about today on the Gas House Gang, you and Matt Pauley and I, was a lot about Victor Scott, and he goes deep again, this time against an all-star starter, against Framber Valdez, who, let's be honest, hung a slider, but that's what you do with a hanging slider. You hit it out, and Victor Scott just keeps impressing, man.
Yeah, he does. I was reading something online the other day, and you know, somebody was saying, "Well, I don't think Victor Scott. I get, you know, look, I like him, but he's not ready." And the guy was pointing out how, hey, look at Baseball Reference. They tell you the caliber of pitchers that guys have faced this spring, and he was pointing out how Victor Scott has faced a lot of like Double A pitchers and Triple A pitchers. And my answer to that, well, all the hitters are facing those pitches. So what it is astonishing to me the number of people that are lined up to like nitpick Victor Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, my dear beloved Cardinals fans, do you really want a young, exciting, talented player who represents the future, or you don't? You want to just keep doing the same thing? I don't get it.
Yeah. And by the way, nobody's suggesting that the level of performance we've seen in the spring is what you're going to see in the regular season. Like, nobody thinks he's going to go hit 350.
But
right? But if he hits 260, he's an impact player.
But and we talked about it on the Gas House Gang, and it's available. People should go watch the discussion. It was right at the top. And one of the other things that gets on my nerves is people who keep telling me, it's like, well, you know, I really like Victor. He's having a great spring. But he was really good last spring, and it really didn't matter.
Right.
Because he wasn't very – he's an entirely different hitter. I mean, he is a dramatically different hitter. Like the way he sets up, his philosophy, the way he positions his hands, the way he uses his legs. He's hitting the last. He had one extra base hit last spring in 41 at bats.
Yeah.
This spring, he's got 15 hits and 7 have been extra base hits. He's killing the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know what the heck he would have to do to make the team as the starting center fielder.
Yeah, I don't know. If he hasn't already, then it wasn't going to happen anyway, right? Like, they had already made up their minds if it doesn't happen at this point. So we'll find out. We're going to know by Sunday because they're going to be going north, and I know Monday is the game in Memphis. So that was one of the good stories today. Michael McGreevy was a great story, 5 shutout innings. It wasn't the full Mets lineup. So it wasn't no Lindor and Soto, but the rest of them were there. Pete Alonso was there. Mark Vientos was there. Brandon Nimmo was there. So I mean, 5 shutout innings for him as he continues to make a case to be a part of this. And I know it's going to take some creativity, but he certainly has done everything he can.
I want to ask you a question. Yeah, I totally agree. Are you okay? McGreevy has taken. It took him a while in the minors.
It did. Yeah.
He really wasn't all that impressive. And listen, I know that happens. That doesn't mean a guy can't make it.
Right.
How surprised are you in terms of how quickly, after kind of like being an average type of guy in the minors, how quickly he became a really nasty pitcher? I mean, his stuff is nasty. Talk to us about that, because I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, he just made a few tweaks and started attacking a little bit differently. You know, he was a guy, I think, Bernie, he's a guy that if the Cardinals had done the things they're doing now with player development and a pitching lab and all that, he probably would have made those changes and had those things happen a little sooner. But the fact that those things happen at the highest levels, AAA and the major leagues, is probably the most encouraging thing, right? He wasn't a college guy blowing away 19-year-old players in A-ball. I mean, he was making those adjustments and getting better against good hitters. So you're seeing a little bit better combo with his fastball, breaking ball. But also you're just seeing an attack mentality, right? He has made it his goal to throw strikes and then go as deep into games as you can. And that's one of the great things about him, Bernie. If he makes the team, there are no workload worries. This is a guy that's carried a workload. This is a guy that could go out and throw you 180 innings, 190 innings right now without any problem.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on the team one way or the other. I hope Scott is. But, Kevin, what would it be like if, you can make the case without much effort that the best pitcher in camp, most impressive pitcher in camp has been Michael McGreevy. He's got a 1.08 ERA. He hasn't walked anyone in 16 and two-thirds innings.
That's the number to look at, too.
Right, right. And so then, and Victor Scott, by far, their most impressive offensive player, by far. So how in the world could the Cardinals justify this if like both of these guys open the season in Memphis? I mean, after all of this talk about a reset, a runway transition, don't these two guys represent exactly what the team wants the public to believe?
Yes. They're the perfect age, right? They're 23, 24 years old. They're not 28. They're not 21 and you're pushing them early. They're in that sweet spot where, yes, if you're performing and you're doing the things that you've been asked to do, you would think that would be a big part of what the team wants to do this year. And it's just be fascinating to see by the time we get to Monday how those decisions played out. And then we can all talk about it on the Gas House Gang next week, on the Redbird Rush Hour next week, and, of course, here on DGS as well. We're a little tight today, Bern, obviously, clock. So we get a little Cardinals in. If people want to hear Bernie and I talk, and Matt Pauly too, talking about Mizzou season coming to an end or the Blues, you can do that on the Gas House Gang. Just go to YouTube, you go to Facebook, Twitter, or just podcast it anywhere your podcast. We did a lot of that earlier today as well. So thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend. Tell us about Saliga.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
All right, just past 3:35, 3:36 here on KMOX, DGS, Dave out today, back on Monday. Monday is our big flip the switch day. 104.1 FM KMOX becomes a reality and joins 1120 KMOX to dominate the radio world.
That's the plan.
Really looking forward to that. And obviously, our friend Dave Murray is going to be a part of all of this as we go forward. You excited about that, Dave?
I am. My switch has been flipped already. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We got some lineup changes to Nothing Affects DGS. It's going to stay the same time, same style, same everything. As Dave put it, with kind of a refreshed approach on a few things like guests and things like that. But otherwise, same style, same subjects, same everything. And the big additions would be the Gas House Gang moving to live on the air at noon. It's been streaming on noon since November, so that'll be live from noon to 1. And then Matt Pauly and I will do the Redbird Rush Hour, Dave, so that'll be 5 to 6.
Okay.
Mostly cards, but it'll be some, still going to do. By the way, anybody worried, Dave, for you, we're still going to do the weather during that. We're still going to do the traffic. I am a certified weather spotter. So I am okay to do the weather during the 5 o'clock hour. Not the forecast. I just read it. I just read what you wrote down. I just read what you said is all I'm going to do. But nothing else will change. Like, the traffic's still going to be there. You're not going to miss out on any of that. It's just we'll have Matt Pauly at the ballpark on a lot of days. And we'll be just covering the Cardinals leading up to the pregame and all that. So those are the cool biggest changes. And obviously, Ronge will be driving the Gas House Gang at noons, and then Matt and I will be in the afternoon, and Bernie's going to be on all of it, and Tom's going to be on all of it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Cool. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I should know the answer to this. Is there a correlation between preseason baseball and the actual season?
Yes, to a degree, right? Like, to a degree. So there are times. I can use a specific example, like Miles Michaelis. Miles had a great spring last year, like 1.5 ERA, no walks, really good, and then just got hammered for 6 months in the regular season. So it can make a difference, and it's more often that it's a sign of something. Like when you think about what we see, right? You see a guy hitting .310. So what you have to kind of consider is, who did he face? Was he facing minor leaguers or major leaguers in spring training? How many of those were hit hard? So when you add it all together, you can have some meaning, but even that can be deceiving. So, and just as an example, like, people, this is a big one. So in 2023, Dave, the Cardinals ended up winning, 72, 73 games, right? They were the best team in spring training that year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that answers a lot, right?
Yes.
There.
Right. I try to think of it with individuals, but that's the simplest thing. Like, it really doesn't guarantee anything. The regular season is its own thing.
How important is spring training?
Super important to get ready, right? Super important for pitchers to build up the workload, for hitters to get their timing, to make whatever changes they want to make. You know, if guys are learning new positions, like, it's really important for those things. But in terms of outcomes, everything has to be taken with a grain of salt. Everything.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And there are things. So we just had Bernie Miklas on, Dave, and we were talking about Victor Scott, because he's been really exciting. He's had a great spring. And he had a good spring last year, too, and that didn't work out so well when he got to the big leagues. But the things that are different this year that we can measure, he's hitting the ball a lot harder. He's not swinging at as many crappy pitches as he was last year. He's only swinging at good ones. Like, he's doing things that are clearly different. Even if the numbers kind of on the surface look the same, the under the surface stuff is still telling us this is a different player, a better player.
Cool. Answered my questions.
Good.
Thank you.
That's a good question. We like that one. So here's my question for you.
I'll be on the Gas Out Gang before you.
Dude, Dave, you are welcome as a guest on the Redbird Rush Hour or on the Gas House Gang anytime you want to do it.
Okay.
Anytime you want to do it. Hey, and if you join us in the 5 o'clock hour, you could talk some ball with us and do the weather with us.
There you go. Can talk about game forecast.
There we go. All right, we're going to figure that out. We got to have Dave Murray on one of these at one point. All right, my question for you is, what are we looking at this weekend? Is it going to be like this today? Because today's gotten good, even though it was cold this morning.
Yeah, it was cold, but it's been cloudy. You know, the cloudy right now. The clouds will give way later on. It stays windy tonight. The good news, it's a 50-50 weekend. Saturday's the best day of the weekend. The better news is light winds on Saturday for a change. Plenty of sunshine, 62. Next system starts to come in Saturday night. Clouds will take over. The evening is fine. Winds pick up again. Showers and a couple of thunderstorms after midnight. I don't see anything severe. 47 for the low. Sunday, scattered showers, possible thunderstorms, an unsettled day. It's not going to be raining all day, but it's one of these days where I think the most we'll see is in the morning with some possible isolated action during the afternoon. 65. Again, nothing severe, but the stronger storms could produce some small to moderate size hail. That's just about all they have in it. That's isolated. Wouldn't worry about it. Clear skies Sunday night. Monday, sunny and 62. And right now, opening day looks okay.
Very good.
Sunshine dominates, yeah.
Man, that's the main thing, right? I mean,
yes.
No rain means no delay, but warm is the kicker. Like, that's the bonus. We can deal with no rain and cold, but we don't want the cold. The cold still kind of stinks on opening day.
No, and we all remember we've had opening days with snow and thunderstorms and rain. And
I think it was.
We've had great ones, too.
I think opening day 2014 was awful. Like, super cold. I remember it because I was broadcasting outside during it, and it sucked. It was terrible. It was no fun at all. But at least for us this year, no matter what, the kegs and eggs and all that's indoors at Ballpark Village. So that'll be good.
Cool.
But I'm going to the game, so I want that to be nice and enjoyable. And baseball in the cold is not fun.
No, not at all.
Not fun for the players either. It's just, hitting a baseball when it's like 30 degrees isn't the worst. That was my whole high school experience. It's the worst.
Yeah, I would assume that the bat just like vibrates in your hand.
Yeah, you don't move. I don't know. There are times when it gets to normal where you hit it and you're like, oh, that felt great. But you got to be almost perfect.
Okay.
If you're wrong, and you're already like slower anyway because your muscles tighten up. But I'll say this.
Golf's the same way.
It is,
Golf in the cold is awful.
It is. It's the same thing. But the difference, like the only guys that really are okay on cold days are catchers. Catchers and pitchers, because you're doing the most. You know, you have a good sweat going, you loosen up a little bit. But, man, if you're just, like, playing right field and standing out there freezing your butt off, it's not great. It's even worse when you're on the bench because you just sit there the whole time under a big blanket. A big jacket, not so much a big blanket. Sounds good, though. I'm glad it sounds like it's trending toward a good opening day weather-wise next week. Want to do some headlines, Rach?
Sure, we'll do a couple here. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Man, it seems like every other day we have a story about a flight gone wrong here in the United States. Mm. Well, a Southwest flight nearly departed from a taxiway in Orlando after the crew mistook the surface for the nearby runway.
Mm. That's a wild story. I can't even wrap my head around that story.
Yeah, like, what were you doing that you got mixed up between the taxi and the runway? Like, what was going on in that cockpit? What's your explanation, folks?
And what's going on in the tower? I mean, it's just not just the pilots. It's the whole situation.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You cleared a plane to take off from that position.
Well, an air traffic controller was the person who stopped them and was like, whoa, 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 what are you guys doing?
guys.
Yeah, like, you're not in the right spot. The incident occurred when the crew mistook the taxiway for the runway during takeoff. Southwest is cooperating with investigations to ensure safety. The airline emphasized the importance of safety for customers and employees in a statement. I'm excited to learn more about this one because it is odd. It is odd to say the least. DoorDash will start letting users eat now and pay in installments. I don't know if you've ever heard of Klarna, but that allows you to pay for something over time in interest-free installments or deferred options. Now you can do this with your DoorDash payments. I think this is a horrible idea. If you're in dire enough straits that you need to split up your Taco Bell order, just don't order it in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to throw this at Dave, too, because, I mean, like, we've been around a little bit, and if you have to finance your dinner, cook your own.
Yes.
Don't be ordering DoorDash if you're like, well, I can't pay for all of it now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty good sign you shouldn't be eating out.
go get some spaghetti noodles and cook it up.
Get some ramen.
Yeah.
You know what you do? Like, here's a good dinner, man. Get some, this was college for me a lot. Get some ramen, get some slices of cheese and some bread and have grilled cheese and ramen. It's awesome.
Sounds good to me.
A lot of
even
carbs.
Better yet, how about a can of Spam?
There you go. No.
Fry that up. Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the Hawaii thing in you.
That's right.
Man, I was,
a little rice, a little Spam.
I was always so grossed out by the thought of Spam until I had it. It is so delicious.
You can get low
sodium Spam.
No.
Yeah, a little couple of eggs, a little rice. Awesome. Not every day.
It's not even it's not a health thing. It's like, I'm okay with ham. It's fine. But I don't like it enough to eat a mashed up version of it.
Fair enough.
Hey, pretend it's not ham.
It's Spam.
But if they had like a chicken Spam, steak Spam,
I'd try it. I mean,
yeah, I would too.
I'm sure there's a version of it somewhere.
Let's do one more story and then we'll take a break. A NASA spacecraft will make another close pass to the sun. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is set to make its second close pass with the sun, flying within 3.8 million miles of the star. This spacecraft was launched in 2018, and it's the fastest ever built by humans. It'll hit speeds of 430,000 miles per hour at its closest approach. Scientists hope the data collected by Parker will help them understand the sun's outer atmosphere and solar wind.
Man,
kind of cool.
Those numbers always blow me away. Like, we're going to get close. 3.8 million miles away is close in like astronomical terms. That's crazy.
All burnt up.
Dave, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
I'm playing with the stream cameras. I'm not afraid to push buttons.
Man, you were giving me motion sickness earlier.
I didn't do that. Well, I did kind of inadvertently. Like, the button got stuck on the keyboard. It was like stuck underneath the little cord on the mic thing there. So it was making my camera turn on and off really fast. Like you're flicking a light switch in a room.
I was like, oh.
That's kind of like that. Yeah, I didn't mean it. It wasn't on purpose. But yeah, I'm not afraid to play around with technology. I run those things a lot for the Gas House Gang, so I'm a...
Oh, the stream yards, you mean?
I'm an expert.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun doing the stream. We were so resistant to it for so long.
They got a great big brown paper bag right there.
Yeah.
That's the fish.
Of delicious fish from Squires.
Oh, my God, is it good.
It's so good. The shrimps.
We just did a taster during the break. I'm like, how do I not eat it all right now? Like, right now in the next 2 minutes before the break. Yeah, so we'll definitely... Look forward to talking to AJ Miller from Squires here in just a few minutes. That'll be right after the top of the hour. And of course, we got a few things left to do. We got another full hour to talk. We may have a little update on a couple Cardinal things later on. We don't know for sure who's making the team and who's not and all of that. But if anything pops up, that's going to start, probably tomorrow and Sunday, that news. But if anything pops up here now that the games are over, we'll definitely let you know. Rach, you have some life hacks, or did you find some? Like, these are your hacks?
These are just general life
general
hacks.
General hacks, all right.
We have a couple of seconds here. I can get through a few of them.
Oh, let's do a couple now. We'll save the rest for later. Let's do a tease now.
So apparently putting a pinch of salt in your coffee is a way to make it taste way better. I guess it gets rid of some of the bitterness.
Okay.
I like the bitterness in my coffee, but...
You going to try it?
Yeah. You know what? I'll try it tomorrow and I'll report back. And then Andrew just went to the DMV earlier today. If you want a shorter wait time at the DMV, they suggest to show up just before it closes for the day. Apparently, everything is moving faster because the workers just want to go home.
Oh,
I don't know if I trust that.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, you might get stuck, but that motivation's a good motivation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time to leave is good motivation. All right, we'll come back to some of those a little bit later on.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.